joined in the media center by Eddie Krawick, who recorded his fourth number one qualifier of the season and 37th of his career after a 6.860 pass at 196.53 miles per hour during his first qualifying pass on Friday. So obviously different weather these past 2 days than what you're expecting tomorrow. Kind of how does that change your anticipation of what's going to be going on?
Well, I think it changes everything because you got to throw everything out the window from these last 2 days being, you know, a hot, greasy track conditions, which I really do have to say NHRA has done a phenomenal job. And, you know, it goes all the way back to the track owners and track prep throughout the year. But the track is really good for how hot and greasy it could be. So for us, actually, our last run, we had our best 60 foot of a 105. So we were getting better throughout the weekend. Although conditions were getting worse, and that's why my ETs were kind of staying the same. I was pretty happy to go 287s today, pick up 6 bonus points, which is even more important for me. But, you know, ultimately it's about making good, clean, straight. Good, clean, straight runs down the Motorplex here. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to get my chassis pretty close and pretty right today. I missed it yesterday, but you know, we'll continue to pick away at it, and hopefully tomorrow's conditions will make it great racing.
You're now more than a round ahead of Ellie. How good does it feel to kind of accomplish that over the weekend, even if the tuning data from this day is going to be applied to tomorrow, just to pick up all those bonus points?
Well, I mean, in some sense, some things do apply and others don't, but you know, we've always had good cooler weather tune-ups, and we tend to run quite well. So I'm excited about that. As much as I want to tell you, I don't sit there thinking about little points and trying to move forward. I do. I want to get every single – I want to be a points hog. You know, I want to grab every single one that I can get and continue to move forward. But I really – the way I look at it is just go out there and win the race. You win the race, you're going to gain points on the other individual. So I'm going to do the best I can. Do the best I can here tomorrow on race day and see how this all shakes out. But it looks like me and my teammate are on opposite sides of the ladder, I do believe, which could potentially lead into other great things for our team.
I'm good with that.
Perfect.
Right, thank you.